Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
We welcome you to 93.7 KKRL for postseason basketball here on this Thursday night. Casey Miners and Tom Danner with you in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helps athletes refuel, recover, and perform. Todd, we're going to have a good one on tap tonight to open up postseason play. I Cam Manning and our Weaver, two teams familiar with each other. They played here already this year. I Cam Manning came out on top and won that one by a final score of 68-23. Our Weaver's struggled so far this season. They come in 0-21, 0-14 in the Rolling Valley Conference. This is a Class 1A Region 1 game. I Cam Manning on the flip side, 9-12, 7-7 so far within a very tough Western Iowa Conference. As I mentioned, they did beat our Weaver back on January 26, 68-23. They are 11-1 all time against our Weaver Dayton back in 2009. But I Cam Manning's lost 6 of 8 games coming into tonight.
Right, and like I said, I can't believe it's postseason time already. It seems like the basketball season just flew by, and here we go. Here we are again, teams looking to make a run to the state tournament. You know, and that's the thing. You know, despite our Weaver's record, and you know, like I said, I was talking to the coaches before the game. You know, everybody starts the season. It's a whole new season. And that's the way they have to approach it. Every team's 0-0 at this time, and every team's got a chance to make that run. And that's why, you know, on paper, ICAM's definitely the definite favor. But you don't play the games on paper, so we'll see what happens.
Taking a look at that other half of the bracket that ICAM Manning is in. So they will take on the winner of Glendon-Ralston and Peyton Chardin going on tonight. Jeff Blankman has that broadcast for you. That's underway over on our sister station, Kick 106.7. Boyer Valley taking on Woodbine tonight. Winner of that game will get Newell Fonda. So the winner tonight's game will take on Glendon-Ralston, if it's ICAM Manning, potentially back here at ICAM Manning coming up on Monday the 17th. And then the winner of that game will go to Newell to presumably take on the number two team in the Class 1A in Newell Fonda. But Todd mentioned two teams so far that have gone in opposite directions, but ICAM Manning losers of their last six. And I know Coach Gene Rasmussen not feeling good with how the team's been playing here recently. They've been sick and stuff like that. But he feels like the girls are starting to turn ahead in his postseason time now, as you mentioned. Everybody's 0-0.
Well, like you mentioned, you know, losing 6 of 8, I'm sure Coach Rasmussen is kind of, I'm sure, frustrated with that. You know, because you want to be playing your best ball when this summer season rolls around. And you know, I think ICAM Manning coming in tonight, he knows that their opponent very well in our Weaver, and I think they think they get back on track tonight and see what they can do here in the postseason.
Again, ICAM Manning did win this matchup on January 26th, 68-23. Me and Todd had that broadcast. We'll step away, take a break. We'll name starters, talk about some of the numbers when we come back here to Mackey Motors pregame show on at 93.7 KKRS.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the ICAM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
We are are in your Mackey Motors postgame show here on 93.7 KQRL. Casey Miners, Todd Nader with you. Postgame show, pregame show, excuse me. Again, brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running to get the Let's Drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and a MackeyMotors.com. Taking a look at the starters in tonight's Class 1A Region 1 opening round of the game. Arweva will start Hallie McCullough, a junior, Vivian Blackford, a freshman, Gabrielle Hunling, a junior, Mara Obrick, a freshman, and Aubrey McCullough, a freshman. So three freshmen starting tonight for the Rockets, three freshmen that have played a lot of minutes so far this season for Arweva. For IQ Manning, they will start Anna Stengel, a senior, Addison Bandow, a junior, Carly Arp, a senior, Keegan Aishide, a sophomore, and then Oriah Miners, a senior, will start tonight for the IQ Manning Wolves. And Todd, are we even going to start four freshmen? Those four freshmen have looked really good so far this season for the Rockets.
Yeah, listen, they've all had their moments. You know, mm-hmm. That's the thing. Give this kid some playing time on the court. You know, his future does look, kind of a little brighter for our Weaver in the future with these young kids stepping up the way they have this year and play the way they have. So, looking forward to that.
IQ Manning on the flip side, they're going to be led by their senior guard, Anna Stengel, had 18 points in the first half of this matchup earlier in the year, and I expect her to see nothing but the best. It's going to run through Anna Stengel offensively tonight for the Wolves.
Yeah, like I said, she's had a fantastic season and a nice career for her so far. And like the last game, she 18 points all in the first half, and they had three girls in double figures with Araya Miners also scoring 10 points, and Keegan Eichheit with 10 points. And for Arweva, Mara Obrick had led them with 8 points. And I think in that first matchup, too, their top scorer at the time, Gabby Hunling,
got
her down early in the first quarter. So
with an injury, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see that she's back out there. Taking a look at the numbers a little bit, Arweva comes in averaging just over 19 points per game. They shoot it at 18% from the field, 11% from the three-point line. 50% from the free throw line. They pull down about 19 rebounds per game. They come away with one assist, four steals, and turn the ball over at 23 times per ball game. For IQ Manning, they average 48 points per game. They shoot it at a 23% clip from the field, 23% from three, 60% from the free throw line. They pull down 31 rebounds per game, 11 assists. Also come away with 11 steals, but turn it over 19 times per game. It's going to be important, I think, for both teams tonight, Todd, to not turn the basketball over if they want to come out with a win.
Well, I'd like to talk about Arweva first. That's the big thing. We know IQ Manning is going to come out and press. So the biggest thing for Arweva is to be able to see how they're going to be able to handle the ball in the front court and the half court, and for IQ Manning to come out and set the tone with that press.
We'll step away, take a break for the national anthem. We got tip-off coming up next here on KK.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience. Quality satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privileged status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
Opening tip going to be tipped out of bounds, so the Rockets will start with the basketball here in Class 1A Region 1 postseason basketball for you tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Mara Obrick going to handle it for the Rockets. Stengel going to poke it away, but it will stick with the Wolves. Rockets have it in a half-court set. They're going to go right to left on the court tonight. Ike Manning will go left to right here in this first half. Aubrey McCullough inbounds it up to Obrich. He'll dribble in near the free throw line. And Todd Obrich shot the basketball really well in the second half of the season for the Rockets. Her floater's up, no good. Pipe for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Hundling, and it'll be Ike Manning basketball.
Yeah, Obrich this season, the last maybe four or five ball games, has really been a good leader for them. And you can see the athleticism of her. She's going to be a definite leader for the Rockets as we go into the future.
Stangle's got the basketball, gives it up to Arp. Now back to Miners, top of the key. He'll swing it back out to Arp. Her jumper's going to be up a little strong. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go in the hands of Stangle. Stangle back to Miners. He'll swing it around to Arp again. She'll take a three on the way. It's going to be up and good. Carly Arp with the basket.
And that's one thing. If they can knock down three-pointers, that's going to be huge for them instead of the press.
Hundling the other way. Has the basketball now for the Rockets. The junior comes in averaging just over 5 points per game on the season. Leads the Rockets in scoring. She'll get it up to McCullough. Now swings it in the corner to Blackford. She'll take a long two. It's going to be up. No good. They're going to say it went out of bounds. It must have went off the backboard, so it'll be Ikea Manning basketball.
Yeah, I think that hit the top of the, just the bottom of the shot clock in the corner there. So I
was... Stangle, the senior guard's got it. Gives it up to Arp, who knocked down to three moments ago. It's a 3-0 lead for Ikea Manning. To band down near the free throw line. Back out to Arp. She'll try her hand again. It's on the way. It's going to be up just a little short. A good box out down low by Aubrey McCullough, but Keegan Aishad comes away with the rebound. They're going to get to Miners, top of the key. 3-point shot on the way, and she'll knock it down. Araya Miners, Todd, the last time these two teams played was huge defensively in this matchup.
Yeah, if I said huge defensively, I think she got maybe 7 or 8 steals in that ballgame, had some easy transition baskets for Ikea Manning. This time she's able to knock down a three, so it's back-to-back 3-pointers for Ikea Manning. Puts them up 6-0.
Rockets will inbound the basketball. We'll get it up to Gabby Hundling. 6-0 in favor of the Ike Manning Wolves. Wolves kind of playing a soft little zone. I think almost a press here right now. Hundling going to throw it off of Bandow. Smart play. Didn't have anywhere to go. Couldn't get it to a teammate. Threw it off of Bandow. Now the Rockets have a chance to reset here offensively.
Yeah, it's not a full court press, full out. They just got a couple of girls making it tough for our Weavers to get the ball up the court.
Hundling with the basketball. She'll kick it back out to Blackford. Blackford guarded closely by Bandow. They dump it down low to McCullough. Aubrey McCullough going to have it poked away by Addison Bandow. Stangle now pushing it the other way in transition. Fry came in. He gets it to Miners. Miners looking for somewhere to go. Now kicks it to Stangle. She'll go behind the back and dribble in near the free throw line. Now backs it out top of the key. Wolves working with the basketball. Shot clock down to 23. Arp gets it back to Miners. Miners back to Arp. She's open for three. Shot on the way. It's up and good, and she'll knock down her second one, Todd. She's 2-for-3 from behind the arc so far.
Yeah, 3-for-3 for Ikea Manning from behind the arc. And like defensively for our Weaver, they're double-teaming Keegan Aishad down low, so they're trying to keep the ball out of the on the paint for Ikea Manning. But if they can knock down threes, it's going to be a long night for the Rockets that way.
Our Weaver with the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds. And so far, when the Rockets have brought it up against kind of that soft press, there always seems to dribble it towards the corner, and then
right.
Just pick up that dribble.
They get to half court, and they use that out-of-bounds line, and another defensive player, they got to take the ball to the middle a little bit better to handle that ball, handle the press.
Hundling on a runner. Her shot's going to be no good, but she'll go to the line for a pair of free throws.
Gabby Hundling will be at the free throw line shooting two.
Hundling so far on the season comes in as a 61% free throw shooter. Her first free throw is going to be up, no good. 5:31 left here in the first quarter. It's 9-0. All of Ike Manning's points so far, Todd, have come behind the three-point line. We thought they were going to bank it down low with
right.
The number of their size that they have, and especially in transition, but all three-pointers so far for the Wolves as Gabby Hundling goes 1-for-2 from the line. She'll knock down the second free throw.
It's kind of our Weaver's philosophy tonight, make them beat you from the outside. And right now, Ikea Manning is doing that with three threes.
Miners has got it back top of the key to Arp. She's got 6 points so far here in the game. They go down low to Aishad, a really good sophomore. Throws it to Bandow. Almost tried to lob it to her. She's going to miss the shot. Fight for the rebound. We'll go in the hands of Stengel. And Todd will say it again. Last time these two teams played, Ikea Manning lived on the offensive glass, getting multiple shots on their possessions.
If I remember that's right, they dominated the offensive glass horribly. They got 4 or 5 possessions, it seems like, every single time.
Miners misses the three. Arp will come down with another offensive rebound. Gets it to Aishad. They'll go down low to Bandow. She has it poked away. Active hands defensively there by Hallie McCullough. Basketball still loose. Stengel will hit the deck. She keeps the possession for Ikea Manning. We might get a jump ball, and we are going to get a jump ball call. Possession arrow will keep it with the Wolves. Shot clock will stay at 28.
Yeah, both teams playing hard here. Like with Bandow, Stengel, and Marabrek all going to the floor for the jump ball there. Ikea Manning will keep possession.
I think both teams know it's postseason time. You win or you go home, so the intensity's picked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Arp thought about the three. She'll get it to Bandow on the elbow. Kicks it back out to Arp, and nobody picks her up. Shot on the way. It's going to be up no good. Offensive rebound by Aishide. Keegan kicks it out. Cross court to Arp. Now to Miners. Oriah dribbles in. Will go off the glass. Shot goes in and out. Another offensive rebound. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. I think it's going to go on Hallie McCullough.
Yeah, I think McCullough's with the foul. And like you mentioned, the offensive rebounds, if our women can do a good job of limiting them to, I can't do one or two shots, it's going to definitely benefit them. But right now, you got to keep them off the glass.
Miners' pass goes into Stengel. Stengel's three-point shot up strong off the back iron. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be touched by Bandow. She tried to grab the rebound, so it'll go over to the Rockets. With 4:21 left here in the first quarter, 9-1 in favor of Ike Manning as they come out. A little bit of that full court press. Rockets to inbound. They get it into Obrick. She'll split the defense. Now brings it into the half court set. Dumps it down low to Blackford. They'll kick it back out to Hundling. Hundling with it now near the free throw line. Her runner is going to be up and good. Banks it off the glass. Count the basket. And she'll go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
And that's drive to the middle of the court that time for Hundling. She's able to knock it down. And like I said, now she'll go to the free throw line with a chance to finish it, a three-point play, and pull the Rockets within five. Right now it's 9-3. Ikea Manning.
9-3 in a favor. As Hundling will knock down the free throw. Give her all 4 points so far here for the Arweva Rockets. Miners has got the basketball. Top of the key to Arp. Looks like the Rockets in a little bit of a zone defense here, Todd. They go down low to Miners. They kick it back out to Arp again. She's knocked down a couple of threes. Backdoor pass to Stengel. Stengel tries to go up for the shot. Has it partially blocked away. Gets her own miss. They dump it down low to Aishide, and she's going to be fouled on her way up. So she'll get a couple of free throws as she goes to the line.
Falls on a 15 Helen McCullough. I think it's either first or second. First foul of the ball game in Helen McCullough. So Aishide will be at the free throw line shooting two. And like I said, with her size, definitely an advantage for Ikea Manning if they get the ball down her.
This is the first free throw so far in the season. Keegan is a 59% free throw shooter. It's a 9-4 lead for Ikea Manning here. 3:48 to go in the first. Aishide to go back to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up and good. She goes 1-for-2. Her first points tonight. Second leading scorer on the team for the Wolves coming into tonight. Inbounds pass going to go into Hundley. She's going to be trapped near the scorer's table. We're going to get a blocking foul on McKenna Benton, who's just checked into the game. I think we got Benton and Langle into the game for the Wolves. Rockets have yet to sub so far, and I think I talked with Coach Stoke before the game. He's going to try to play his starters as much as he can tonight because those girls primarily provide a lot of their scoring.
Yeah, right. And they're not a deep team. And like I said, we'll see how tired some of these girls get, but yeah.
Obrick tries to split the defense, picks up her dribble, kicks it out to Hallie McCullough. Three-point shot on the way up off the back iron. Rebound going to be pulled down by Anna Stengel. Wolves will push it in transition. Stengel ahead to Benton. Benton wasn't quite ready for it, but is able to get it back to Stengel. Stengel now to Benton, who's going to be open for three on the way. It's going to be up no good. Offensive rebound by Langle. Are they going to count the basket, or are we going to get an offensive foul?
We're going to be over the back call on Langle that time.
So no basket for Ikea Manning. It'll be the fifth foul on the Wolves, though, so going the other way, Rockets will have free throws. So that's good for Arweva, down by six with
right.
3:16 left here. Every foul now for Ike Manning, you're shooting two free throws the rest of the way.
So if you're for Arweva, you take that ball, you attack the basket as best you can, try to draw the foul and get to the line. If you're not going to score from the outside, get to the line and you can score 4 points from the free throw line.
McCullough will knock down the first free throw. McCullough back to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up and good. She goes 2-for-2 from the line. Stengel's got it. Gives it up to Benton. Benton now with it as the Wolves have it in a half-court set. Miners back to Benton. They go down low to Aishide. Should be fouled down low. I think we're going to get a jump ball is what they're going to call. So good defense down low by the freshman Aubrey McCullough to collect the jump ball. Possession error will give it to the Rockets. And Todd, coaches call those stolen possessions right there.
Right.
With no shot going off for Ikea Manning.
Stolen possessions like this. Are we in defense? Like I said, they're going to double team Aishide down low, so it looks like all night. So if that's going to be their advantage, you've got to use it.
Gabby Hundling, they're getting close to a 10-second call. We're going to get a timeout on the court by Austin Stoll just before the 10-second call went off. So we'll step away. We'll take it with them. It's a 10-6 lead here in favor of Ikea Manning. We'll be back in 30 seconds. on at 93.7 KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Kim Manning coming out of the timeout. Shot clock at 26 for Arweva. 2:53 left here in the first quarter. Rockets inbound in front of their own bench. McCullough looking for somewhere to go. Has to inbound it ahead to Aubrey. Tries to get it to Aubrey McCullough. Mara Obrick there for the shot. To pick up the basketball. And Obrick with a nice offensive move goes coast to coast for the layup. She'll pick up two more points. It's now a 2-point lead for Ike Manning. Todd, it was 9-1 in favor of the
right.
Wolves. Now it's 10-8. Rockets on a run.
Yeah, Wolves defense did a great job of getting some transition baskets of their own, getting a couple turnovers against IKEA Manning. IKEA Manning's not as hot as they were from the 3-point line.
Benton to Miners. Miners' 3-point shot, no good. They go down low to Aishai as she picked up the offensive rebound. Hundling able to rip it away. Hundling trying to figure out somewhere to go. She's trapped in the corner, and we're going to get a foul called. Thought they were going to go jump ball, but the foul was going to be called. I think it's going to go on Ella Langle.
Yeah, so that's what Hunlin back at the free throw line.
Hunlin back to the line. She's 2 of 3 so far from the line tonight. Second foul on Langle. I think we're going to get Cadence Ketchum into the game now for the Wolves coming off of the first free throw attempt.
Yeah, like you said, a 9-1 lead off where I came in. It's a 7-1 round. Now run for our Weaver here.
Rockets on a run. Hunlin misses the free throw. Keeps it at 10-8 with 2:19 left here in the first quarter. Hundling will step back to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up and good. That's that lead to 1 now in favor of Ike Manning. And I think for confidence purposes right now, Todd,
right.
The Wolves might need a basket here on this possession.
Yeah, for the last few possessions, they've kind of had 2 or 3 turnovers back-to-back, and they're not knocking down threes. It's a lot of confidence right now for Arweva.
Benton goes down low to Aishai. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go in the hands of the Rockets. Aubrey McCullough with the offense with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Hundling. Hundling now crosses the timeline with it. We use the spin move on Benton. Hundling top of the key. Swings it out to Obrick. Obrick looking for somewhere to go. Closely guarded by Stengel. Wolves are in a man-to-man defense. McCullough gets it up to Blackford. Blackford will dribble towards the top of the key. She goes around to catch him. Blackford now with it. Picks up her dribble to McCullough. That's Hallie McCullough with it. They give it up to Hundling. Clock down to 5. Somebody's got to go with it. Gabby going to take a deep 3. It rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Ketchum. Wolves now pushing it the other way in transition. 1:24 left here in the first quarter. Ketchum near the free throw line. Kicks it out to Miners. She'll take the 3-point shot. It's going to be up. No good. Offensive rebound, though, for the Wolves. Ketchum off the board. Her shot's no good. She'll go to the line for 2 free throws. And I think right now, Jean putting Ketchum in just to see if she can give him a spark off the bench because this offense for Ike Manning has struggled so far.
Yeah, so the offensive play from the first beginning when he knocked down the 3-pointers, now the offense a little stagnant. And so kind of settling in a little bit. And so, like I said, bringing in Ketchum, a nice girl off the bench. The last time she played very well against the Rockets. So we'll see if she can come in and give them those sparks that the Wolves need.
Ketchum will go 1 for 2 from the line, and that ends the scoring run there by Arweva. It's 11-9 in favor of Ike Manning. We're going to get a travel on Obra. Good defense by Stengel to pressure the basketball, so the turnover will give it right back to the Wolves.
Yeah, we'll see if Stengel likes them off. All the defensive pressure on Obrick there, offensive senior on a freshman. We'll see if she can spark the Wolves here offensively.
Stengel with it. Looking for somewhere to go. We'll swing across court to Benton. Benton goes down low to Ketchum. Ketchum going to go off the glass. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound and is going to stick. Or she's going to go over to Arweva.
Yeah, Wolves doing a much better job defensively. Limited the Wolves to 1 shot on their end of the court.
Addison Bandow back into the game. Exactly 1 minute left here in the first quarter. We're coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast, but distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carol Southeast for Fuel Recover and Preform. A steal on the inbounds play by Miners. She'll pick up 2 more points and go to the line for an old-fashioned 3-point play. And that's something she did a really good job of in the first time these two teams played. And I think that's kind of what helped our Ike Manning in that first game get out to a really big lead.
Miners had a lot of her steals at half court and had some easy transition baskets for the Wolves that time. This time she was able to steal the ball on the inbounds pass and put it in for 2 points, and then she got fouled, so she'll go to the line to hopefully finish off a three-point play for the Wolves.
Free throw on the way from Miners. It's up, no good. Addison Bandow, offensive rebound. Her put back, going to go off the glass. No good, and Hundling there to pull down the rebound. Hundling's got the basketball for the Rockets. On the wing, she'll dribble right, closely guarded by Miners. They try to dump it down low to Blackford. It's going to go out of bounds off the freshman. It'll be Ike Manning basketball off the turnover with 40.6 to go. 5 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock here in the first quarter. We have had a close first quarter for you. 13-9 lead for Ike Manning. Stengel drives in, kicks it in the corner to Arp. Arp's three-point shot on the way. It's up and good, and she is knocked down now her third three here in the quarter.
Yeah, Arp's done a nice job. We get to hit you there. And Stengel did a nice job. Drake take going to the basket and dish back out to Arp for the three-pointer.
Hundling with it. Rockets can hold for the last shot if they want it. Clock down to 15. Hundling will swing it out to Obrick now at 13. Obrick drives in, picks up her dribble, backed out to McCollum, or excuse me, to Hundling. We're going to get a foul on Oriah Miner, so that will send Gabby to the free throw line with 9.8 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, this is where we've been scoring most of the points here in the first quarter, is at the free throw line.
Hundling steps to the line. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up, no good. Get a 61% free throw shooter on the season is Hundling. She'll step right back to the line. Free throw on the way from Gabby, and she'll knock it down. And make it 16-10 now in favor of Ike Manning. A 6-point lead for the Wolves, and they can hold for the last 7 seconds. Clock now down to 5. Stengel with the basketball now down to 4. She'll take a deep 3. Shot going to be up. No good. Rebound will be pulled down by the Rockets, and that'll end the first quarter. 16-10 is your score. Ike Manning leads the Rockets. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
And lead for Ike Manning as we go to the second quarter here on 93.7 at KKRL. We're also coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carol's Athletes. Refuel, recover, and perform. Casey Miners and Tom Danner with you tonight. Wolves will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They'll go top of the key to Lindy, who's checked into the game. Three-point shot from Arps up, no good. Addison Bandow, free throw shot, going to be no good. Fight for the rebound. It'll be kicked out of bounds. Annabelle Bloom also into the game as well for Ike Manning. Wolves going to inbound the basketball off of the ball play out of bounds. They'll inbound it to A-Shide here in the corner. She'll go near the free throw line to the elbow. They get it to Bloom, top of the key, three-point shot. Going to be up, no good. Another offensive rebound. Let's fight for it. I thought that Bandow was going to come away with it, but Stengel with the steal on the other end. Throws it ahead, lobs it over the defense to A-Shide. Doesn't have the position down low she wanted. Able to move around for the position, but it's going to be an offensive or defensive rebound into the hands of Wittrock. Rockets tried to save it the other way, and it's going to go out of bounds off of them. And are we kind of kicking the basketball around a little bit here in the start of the second quarter, Todd?
You know, like I said, kicking the basketball around. At the same time for Ike Manning, a little stagnant offensively, struggling a little bit on the offensive end, is not able to get as good shots as they did in the first quarter right now.
Wolves will have the basketball. Get it to Arp. Arp's got 9 points here in the quarter. She'll dribble in near the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Bloom. Bloom will take the deep three. It's going to be up, no good. Rebound tries to go into the hands of Wittrock. Hundling will come away with it. She'll race in the front court. She takes it coast to coast. Shot's going to be no good, but she'll go right back to the free throw line. And Todd, Six of Arweva's 10 points came from the free throw line there in that first quarter.
And Whitestop was being successful. You know, like that time Hunley got the ball at half court and went all the way to the basket and was able to draw the foul. She'll be back at the line shooting a couple more free throws for the Rockets.
Hunley to the line. She knocked down four free throws in that first quarter. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up. No good. Missed it a little to the left. 6:54 left here in the first half. We'll have your Mackey Motors halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Hunley will step back to the line. Her free throw is on the way. It's going to be up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Stengel. Stengel, the quick guard's got it near the free throw line. Will dump it down low on the block. They kick it back out to Aishite on the elbow. Now out to Bloom, top of the key to Arp. Arp's open for three. I'm surprised she passed on it. They get it to Bandow now near the free throw line. Bandow on the elbow to Arp. Arp will take the three. Now at the top of the key, it's going to be up. No good. Another offensive rebound for the Wolves. They kick it back out to Arp again. Now to Bloom. Bloom to Arp. Arp will take the long two. Shot on the way. It's up and good. And she's been their best offensive player so far here in the game, Todd.
Yeah, she's got like a nice little left-handed jump shot there. Like I said, knocking down those three threes, but then stepping in for about a 15-foot jump shot that time for 2 points.
Obrick has it for the Rockets. We'll use a spin move to get it past half court. Now near the free throw line. Tries to go by Stengel. Obrick throws up the shot. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Bandow. Stengel the other way in transition. Gives it up to Arp. Arp will dribble baseline. Now picks up her dribble. They dump it down low to Aishide. She'll go out the glass and get her first 2 points tonight. Keegan Aishide with her first basket.
Yeah, good possession that time for Aishide underneath the basket. Able to use her left hand and go up strong for 2 points.
Hunley with the basketball for the Rockets. They go top of the key to Obrick. She'll back it out now near the free throw line. They get ready to run some offense. Obrick going to take a shot off a screen. It's going to be no good. Another rebound for the Wolves. And Ike Kimini doing a nice job of getting multiple possessions on their end. Arp going to drive in. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound by Hunley. As I was going to mention, Todd, Ike Kimini, multiple shots on their end. They're holding or even to one shot on their end right now.
And they are. The other thing is Ike Kimini's not taking advantage of that. When they do get the ball on the offensive end, like I said, the three-pointers that fell earlier are not falling. And inside, Arweaver's making it tough for Aishide and Bandle down low.
Inbounds pass going to go to Hunley. Ike Manning in a little bit of a trapping press. Hunley gives it back to Aubrey McCullough. McCullough near the scorer's table is going to get a, you know, I thought she was about to travel with the burger and get a timeout on the floor by Coach Austin Stolk and the Rockets. 20-10, the largest lead so far here in the game for the Wolves. It's at 10. 5:16 left here in the quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KKRL.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
It is 20-10 in favor of Ike Manning, their largest lead at 10. And Todd, I think they picked up the defense intensity Ike Manning has here to start the second quarter.
I think after that couple of timeouts there by Coach Rasmussen, if I said pick up the defensive intensity and see if they can get the ball for the offensive end a little bit more.
Huntley going to miss the runner in the lane. Aishide will come down with another rebound. Stengel gives it up to Bloom. Now to Aishide. She's near the elbow. It's now towards the top of the key to Arp. Arp with 11 points back to Bloom. Bloom will swing it back to Arp. Arp will dribble right with it. He's going to pick up the jumper. Her shot on the way is up no good for the deep two. Right for the rebound. And it's going to end up, we're going to get it going out of bounds. I think it's going to stick with, we're going to go over to Arweva. Not sure what they're.
Yep. Ball tucked away that time by Ike Manning. But for Arweva on a defensive glass, they need to be stronger with it. When they grab a rebound, they need to be stronger with it. Because as soon as they grab the rebound, there's two girls ready there for Ike Manning.
Hunling's got it. She's going to be trapped in the corner looking for somewhere to go. Tries to throw it out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds, I think, off of Ketchum, who's checked into the game. So nice job of Gabby realizing she was in trouble. Threw it off of an Ike Manning player to help them reset the offense.
And what's going to benefit Arweva right now, they're dribbling too much east and west instead of going north and south like they need to go.
Hunling's got it now into the front court for the Rockets. Has it on the wing, tries to dribble past Benton, now picks up her dribble, looking for somewhere to go, swings it to Whitrock at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up and good. Annalie Whitrock with her first basket.
Yeah, but nice 10-foot jump shot by Whitrock that time to pull the Rockets within 8 of 20 to 12.
Stengel drives in, kicks it to Bloom. She'll take the three-point shot. It's going to be up and good. Both teams trade baskets on their end. The freshman gets her first basket of the night, and we're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe. Official's going to talk to see who the foul goes on. They both blew their whistle. I think they're going to see if we've got a jump ball or if we've got a foul here. I don't know. They haven't indicated a call yet.
Well, I think it's either going to be a jump, it's either going to be a foul or a traveling call.
They call it traveling.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So the turnover will give it back to Ikea Manning. Their largest lead at 11, 23-12 in favor of the Wolves. Benton inbounds the basketball, gets it into Bloom. Nobody picks her up. She'll set her feet and take the three-point shot and knock it down. Back-to-back three-pointers for the freshman. Makes it 26-12 in favor of Ikea Manning. Hundling gives it back to McCullough. McCullough throws it ahead to Obrick. A good break there by the Rockets. Obrick in transition will take the three. Shot no good. Rebound going to be on the floor. And Anna Stengel comes away with it. Throws it ahead to Benton, who's ahead of the pack. Uses a jump stop, has it poked away by Hundling. Good defense by Gabby Hundling. We got three girls on the deck fighting for the basketball. We're going to get a jump ball call. Good defense by Gabby Hundling there to not foul and knock the basketball away as she went by Benton.
Yeah, and like I said, not afraid to go to the floor because, like I said, Bloom was right there. McKenna Benton was right there for an easy layup, got knocked away by Hundling. The ball would have gotten loose through two Manning girls, and Hundling going to the floor and jump ball.
Inbounds pass goes to Anna Stengel. Her three-point shot, no good. Aubrey McCullough will pull down the rebound. Picks up her dribble, looking for somewhere to go now. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Aubrey McCullough. She picked up her dribble, had the basketball, but then shoulder-checked the defender to try to create some space.
Right.
And it'll be an offensive foul on our weave. I don't think Aubrey liked the call, but it's the correct call.
It's a correct call. She'll go to the shoulder into the girl, yes.
Inbounds pass goes to Bloom again. She'll take another three. It's going to be up a little strong. Basketball will end up going out of bounds, and it will be our weave of basketball. Seems like right now here in the quarter, Rockets struggling to identify shooters coming off of inbounds plays.
Right, and that's the big thing. You know, are we going to have to identify shooters a little better? And I think for IK Manning, I think Stengel's a little frustrated out there with the way her game's going, not being able to score so far. So we'll see if they can pick up the defensive intensity and get the transition game going.
Obrick's got the basketball. She'll dribble baseline with it. Goes by Stengel. Kicks in the corner now to McCullough. Allie McCullough's three-point shot going to be a little long. Offensive rebound for Arweva. They get it to Hundling. Her jumper is going to be up no good. Cadence Ketchum will pull down the rebound now for the Wolves. Stengel ahead to Bloom. Bloom has it. Kicks it top of the key back to Stengel. She'll take a deep three. It's going to be up and good. Gets her first points of the ball game.
Yeah, we just talked about it. If she can get it going offensively now to spark the Wolves, it's been going on a nice run.
They're going to say it was poked away. Gabby Hundling tried to get it back to Aubrey McCullough. It'll stick with the Rockets. 2:43 left here in the first half. 29-12 in favor of Ikea Manning.
The Wolves got to have, six three-point shots?
Yeah, something like that tonight.
Yeah.
They've knocked down the three really well tonight. Aubrey McCullough with it, throws it ahead to Obrick. Obrick will be trapped on the wing, keeps her dribble now, backs it out of the trap, and we're going to get a foul on Ikea Manning. It'll be the third on the Wolves. Wolves have got to be getting in a little bit of foul trouble. That's already the third on Araya Miners here in the first half.
They're going to give it to Stengel.
They originally put up Araya's up there.
Yep. So the first on Stengel.
Rockets with possession of the basketball. Shot clock at 35. 2:31 left here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass will go to Gabby Hundling. Hundling thought about the three. Top of the key to Hallie McCullough. McCullough near the free throw line. Kicks it out to Obrick. Her three-point shot going to be strong. Rebound pulled down by Ketchum. Throw it ahead to Miners. Miners ahead to Ashine, who ran the floor really well, but had the pass go through her hands, and it'll be a turnover on the Wolves back over to Arweva.
Yeah, the Wolves tried to get a transition pass at the time. The pass was just too much for Miners to Ashine that time. It goes out of bounds back to possession to Arweva.
It'll stick with the Rockets. Inbound pass poked away by the Wolves. 2:09 left here in the second quarter. We got Noelle Gonzalez checking into the game. First time tonight that we see a Rocket substitution, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. It's a lone senior for Weaver as well. Noelle Gonzalez into the ballgame now for the Rockets.
Inbounds pass going to go to Gabby Hundling. She has it poked away, though, by Miners. The good defense stripping it away from the back. Wolves now have it in the half court. Sam Benton, top of the key to Miners. Nobody picks her up. She'll take the three. It's going to rim in and out. Another offensive rebound. Ketchum goes up for the shot off the offensive board, and she'll be fouled. So two free throws coming for Cadence Ketchum at the free throw line.
Yeah, Ketchum with a nice job that time, picking up the miss and grabbing the rebound and drawing the foul. And like I said, for them, if they're getting two and three looks on the offensive glass, is going to benefit them. But for Weaver, they have to try and limit the Wolves to one or two shots.
Ketchum will have the free throw sit on the back of the backboard and then rolls in. It'll make it a 30-12 lead here for IKM Manning. Blackford back into the game. Allie McCullough will take a seat. Ketchum back to the line. Minute 57 left here in the first half. Mackey Motors after report coming up in just a little bit. Ketchum will miss the free throw. Rebound going to be battled for on the deck. We've got girls on the floor again. Miners comes away with it. They'll get it top of the key to Stengel. She'll take the three. I think it was partially blocked. Ike Manning able to save it, and we're going to get a jump ball as two girls will hit the deck. It'll go over to the Rockets. And I've been really impressed with the way Arriva's played defense tonight. They have been the more physical team out of both teams tonight here in the ballgame.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Casey. Arriva's doing a great job of forcing jump balls, getting on the floor, going after loose balls. And they're right now, they have the more aggressive team here by far.
Gabby Hundling's got it in the front court, and we're going to get a push foul on Araya Miners. She was trying to poke it away from Gabby Hundling. I think that's going to be the fourth on Miners. So she's got four fouls already here in the first half. I don't think we will see her for a while.
No, I don't think we'll see her. It's probably the middle of the third quarter for her. That's a big loss for IKM Manning right now.
The third foul on the Wolves here in the quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Hundling. They'll kick it in the corner to Gonzalez. She'll take the deep three. It's going to be up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stengel. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on the Rockets. Trying to steal it away was Obrick. So Mara Obrick picks up the foul. A minute 34 left here in the first half. It's an 18-point lead for IKM Manning. Stengel will use the screen, lobs it down low to Aishide. She's going to be triple-teamed. Every time she has touched the ball on the block, there's been at least two or three girls there to defend her.
And I think that's been probably the philosophy of Coach Stokes tonight coming into the ball game is that when she's down low, you have a girl in front of her, a girl behind her, and that time she was triple-teamed. So they're going to try, like I said, keep the ball out of the post play, make IKM Manning and beat him from the outside. And so far, IKM has done that from knocking down some three-pointers.
Aishide knocks down the first free throw. We're going to get lighting into the game now for the Rockets. He's going to go back to the free throw line. 19-point lead for IKM Manning. She'll miss the second free throw, and we're going to get a foul down low. We're going to get a lane violation, I think, here, so Aishide will go back to the line.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a lane violation. They called on Gabby Hundling that time, went over the line before Aishide was able to release the shot on the free throw attempt.
Free throw on the way. It will rattle in and fall in. So she goes technically 2-for-3 at the line, but 2-for-2 in the stat book. Hundling gives it up to McCullough. They swing it ahead to Obrick on the backside of that press. Obrick with the basketball. Take the deep two jumper. It's going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Stengel. Wolves have it in transition. Stengel with it. Going to take it coast to coast. Tries to dump it down low, but it's going to go out of bounds off the leg of McCullough. Coach Stolk doesn't like the call, but I thought it went right in between the legs off the leg of Aubrey McCullough.
Yeah, correct call that time. The ball didn't go off Aubrey McCullough that time.
They inbound it to Aishide. Looking for somewhere to go, and she's going to travel with the basketball. Could have kicked it to Arp, was open for a little bit, but tries to look for somewhere to go and travels with it. Moves the pivot foot a little bit. A minute 5 left here in the first half. Arriva inbounds it to Hundling. Gabby back to Hallie McCullough, now to Hundling. Hundling's got to get it up. They're going to get a 10-second call on him, and we're going to get a 10-second call. Good defense there by IK Manning. Hundley did not realize that there was 10 seconds.
Right.
That the shot clock was already at 10 seconds off it so far. So the 10-second call going to go on the Rockets. The turnover will give it right back to IK Manning.
Just a little more court awareness for Arriva would benefit them right now as well.
Bloom with the basketball. Top of the key to Arp. Arp going to try her hand at another three, and she'll knock it down. Her fourth three here in the ballgame.
Yeah, Arp's having a great night from the outside for the Wolves.
McCullough tries to get it to Hundling. It's poked away by IK Manning. 35-12 in favor of the Wolves. 2 points in this quarter so far for the Rockets, Todd. They have struggled offensively.
And that's what happened, the story of the season for them girls. They have a 5 or 6 point quarter, and then all of a sudden they'll have just a 2 point quarter. And they get so far behind that way.
Inbounds pass goes down low to Aishai, and she'll pick up 2 more points. 37-12 now in favor of IK Manning. tunneling. We'll give it up to Obrick. Obrick tries to track it down, uses her speed, able to get to it. She'll take the three. It's going to be up long, no good. Art pulls down the rebound. Ikemeni can hold for the last shot with 14 seconds left. Stengel's got it at the top of the key with 12. They swing it out to Arp. She'll try her hand at a three. It's on the way. It's up. It goes over the backboard. And it'll be out of bounds. And it'll be Arweva basketball.
Listen, 8.3 seconds left. A big, big obsession here for Arweva. If they can get a two-pointer or 3 points here before halftime, to go into the halftime locker room.
McCullough inbounds it to Obrick. Obrick has it with six, now five. Obrick tries to throw it down low. Ashtride steals it away, gives it up to Ketchum. Ketchum tries to get it to Arp. Arp's shot at the buzzer is going to be up, no good. 37-12 is your score at the half. We'll step away, take a break. Ike Manning leads it. We're back with your Mackey Motors After Report coming up here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience. Quality satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
It is a 37-12 lead for IK Manning here in your Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Halftime Report brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. 37-12 lead for IK Manning here at the half. And Todd had a close first quarter, 16-10.
Right.
IK Manning led at the end of the first quarter, 21-2. The Wolves outscore IK Manning. All right, the Wolves outscore Arweva there in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, like I can't manage to pick up the defensive intensity by midway through the second quarter and really opened up the ball game up. But like we had mentioned earlier, in that first half, Arweva, that was probably the more aggressive team defensively, getting after loose balls, getting the forcing jump balls, getting going to the floor, and really playing well defensively. But they haven't been able to turn that, sustain that on the offensive end. And that's the thing. while they're getting maybe one, two shots at the most, I came in and sometimes it's getting three and four. It looks at the basket on possessions. And like I said, hot from the outside early in from the three-point line. I don't know how many three-pointers they had in the first half, but it had to be six or seven of them.
Yeah. And the score that people are going to like, be paying attention to from around this area, especially for both teams. Lynn and Austin leads Vayton Chain at the half, 28-19. Winner of that game takes on winner of this game coming up on a Monday in a girls' postseason basketball. Again, Class 1A Region 1 postseason for you tonight here on 93.7 at KKR. We're going to through the scoring in the first half. We'll start with Arweva. Hallie McCullough has 2 points. It was 6 from Gabby Hundling, 2 from Mara Obrick, and then we had a 4 from Annalie Wittrock. From Icam Manning, it was a 14 from Carly Arb, 6 from or 3 from Anna Stengel, and then it was also a 7 from Keegan Ashide, a 5 from Oriah Miners, 2 from Cadence Ketchum, and 6 from Annabelle Bloom. Icam Manning in the first quarter knocked down 4 threes, and in that second quarter also knocked down 4 threes as well. So 8 threes for the Wolves in that first half. Top, they shot the basketball. For the amount they take in, probably statistically-wise, didn't shoot it very well.
Right.
But we didn't think coming into tonight that Icam Manning was going to shoot a whole bunch of threes.
No, we thought most of the points were going to come from steals and transition baskets and maybe down low with Ashide and Bando. But give Arweva credit defensively. They're double-teaming Ashide down low, and sometimes they're even triple-teaming her. So they're really making it hard for her to get anything down low. And like I said, they're trying to get Stengel. Stengel comes in at 16 points the ball game.
Yeah.
You know, Arweva did a great job defensively on her in the first half. It's been the other girls, the Miners and
Carly Arp,
that's really stepped up for the Wolves tonight. And that's what you need at postseason time. You need those girls that you're not normally going to step up and have big games for you.
Yeah, Arp knocked down 4 threes in that first half. She's got 14 points here at the half. She's got 14 of the 37. Next closest girls got 7 on the night for Icam Manning. So Arp with a terrific first half.
I don't remember her.
She was injured when we played the first time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. She comes in
averaging 2 points per game.
2 points per game, and she's knocked down 4 3-pointers.
Yeah, yep. So it's good for her.
Yeah.
But in postseason time, you need girls like that to step up.
That's exactly what I just said a couple minutes ago. You know, Arweva's doing a good job of holding down the top scorers for Icam Manning. You need those second, third, and fourth girls to step up and have big games for you, because that's going to be a big difference down the line. And if they want to make a nice postseason run, you're not going to be able to rely on your leaders, because teams are going to take your lead scorers away. So you need other kids to step up, and so far it's been Art.
It is a 37-12 lead for Icam Manning here at the half. We'll step away, take a break. We got second half coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Bail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
We are getting set for the second half here on 93.7 KKRL. Casey Miners and Ty Danner are with you as Class 1A Region 1 basketball underway tonight. 37-12 lead for IK Manning here at the half as we get set to start the second half. Todd, are we able to keep up the defensive intensity? We're really aggressive in that first half. I think if you're IK Manning, you've got to work the basketball down low.
And like you said, are we in defensive intensity? If they can keep that up, and I'm sure that's what they talked about at the halftime, continue to play hard defensively and offensively, like I said, IK Manning, I'm sure, going to try and get the ball in the eye shot and Vandal down low to see if they can get something going down in the post area.
And down near the free throw line, kick it back out to Arp. Three-point shot on the way, and she knocks it down.
Just as we say that, Arp knocks down another three-pointer for
her fifth three tonight. Carly Arp has got 17 points. Comes in averaging 2 points per game and with 17 points tonight. Shot by Obricks, no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Aishide. A 40-12 lead for IK Manning here in the third. 7:30 left, 30 seconds off the clock in the third quarter. Arp's got the basketball. They try to dump it down low to Bandow. Bandow will use her long arms to fix up 2 points. It's a 30-point lead here for IK Manning. Arweva's got it. They'll get it ahead to Obrick. She'll cross the timeline with it. He's got it near the half-court line. Hands it off to Hunling. Hunling will take the three coming off the screen and knock it down. The first three for the Rockets here in the quarter.
Nice long shot that time by Hunling for 3 points. They cut into the lead just a little bit.
I noticed the shooter only shoots about 9% from the three-point line, but knocks down the three-point shot there.
You know, average just under 7 points of ball game coming in as the leading scorer on the team. But
Bandow with 2 more points. And Todd, offense is flying here in the third quarter.
Offensively, both teams are going at it offensively right now.
Unley's got the basketball, 44-15. McCullough going to try her hand at a three. I think it was partially blocked by Aishide. They'll go down low to Blackburn on the offensive rebound. Her shot's no good. Single going to have it now for the Wolves. 44-15 in favor of IK Manning. Stengel's got it. Tries to dump it down low to McCullough. Pass stolen away by Aubrey McCullough. She'll have it poked away by Miners. Wolves will keep possession of it to Arp near the free throw line. Arp back to Miners. 3-point shot on the way. It's going to be up no good. Rebound by Keegan Aishide. Nobody picks her up on the block, and she's going to be fouled by Hunling when she went up for the shot. And Todd, we talked about it. Arweva's got to hold IK Manning
right
to one shot. They haven't been able to do that so far in the game, and it doesn't look like it's worked so far in the third quarter.
So IK Manning does a nice job of going to the offensive glass. And like I said, if anything for Arweva is going to help them, they're going to have to try and limit the IK Manning to one or two shots, one or two opportunities, because you just can't give a team like IK Manning already up 45-15 that many opportunities.
Keegan Aishide will knock down the first free throw, makes it 45-15, as Todd mentioned, a 30-point lead here for the Wolves. Second free throw on the way. It's going to be up no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Aubrey McCullough. Interesting to see Miners out there with four fouls to start the third quarter, Todd.
Yeah, it is. I think Coach Rasmussen has a lot of credit for him for Miners to be able to do that. She trusts her, so we'll see what happens.
Coach Stoll calls a timeout on his half of the quarter. It'll be a full timeout. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate of our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Our Weaver has the basketball coming out of the timeout. Rockets will inbound on the far side of the court in front of the IK Manning fans. Inbounds pass tries to go to Hundling, but it's stolen away by Arp. Arp will drive in on Hundling. Her shot's no good. Probably could have called a foul on that one. Looks like Hundling get her on the arm. But we're originally going to get a foul called after the rebound. I think the foul is going to go on.
He's going to go on Arp.
Yeah, but will be Arp's third. She's been all your offense so far in the game. I don't know if you want her to pick up too much more fouls.
Exactly, so that's why McKenna Benton comes back into the ballgame. Arp will go to the bench for a few minutes.
Gabby Hundling's got the basketball, throws it ahead to Obrick. Obrick has it poked away. Able to use a screen set by Aubrey McCullough. She'll dribble baseline, shot no good, rebound pulled down by the Wolves. Anna Stengel with it now for IQ Manning. Top of the key to Benton. Benton gives it up to Miner. She'll dribble in. She'll go up for the shot. Shot's no good, and she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. And the Wolves being more aggressive going to the hoop. They're not looking to kick it anymore. They're now going up for the shots and getting fouled and go to the free throw line.
And I think that's one of the adjustments that Coach Rasmussen wanted to see in the second half is for his girls take the ball to the basket, see if they can get to the free throw line, draw the fouls, and use, see if they can get the inside game going with Aishide and Bando instead of knocking down the three, hit the three-point shot, settling for the three-point shot. But if you settle and you knock them down like they did in the first half,
and it works.
It works. It works.
Miners will knock down the first free throw. 46-15. Second free throw on the way. It's up no good. Fight for the rebound. It'll go into the hands of Aishide, and she'll pick up 2 points off the offensive board. Lead continues to grow. 48-15 in favor of IKM Manning. McCullough ahead to Obrick. They'll go in the corner to Blackford. Bounce pass to Wittrock near the free throw line. Her jumper's going to be up and good.
Yep. Second basket of the game for Wittrock, and that's about a 10-foot jump shot for her.
Stengel now has it for the Rockets. To Benton. Benton goes down low to Bandow. Bandow guarded by Wittrock on the block. They kick it out to Miners. Miners on the wing will drive in. She'll split the defense, goes off the glass, and picks up 2 points.
Yep, nice drive to the basket of the time by Miners.
50-17 in favor of IKM Manning. McCullough inbounds to Stengel. Stengel in good position, gets 2 points off the steal.
That puts the game at 35 points. Now we're going to have a continuous clock. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. 52-17.
Inbounds pass tries to go into Gabby Hundling. She turns it over, and it'll be IK Manning basketball. And the first quarter was really good for our Weaver. They have not been able to match that intensity so far here throughout the rest of the game.
Like I said, IK Manning picked up the defensive intensity, knocked down a few threes, and then starting to get the ball inside a little more. Really taking control of the ball game.
Stengel to Miners. Miners has it on the wing. Tries to go down low to Aishide. She catches it on the block. Will turn around, and her basket's up and good. And she's doing a nice job of collecting herself now.
Yes.
Arweva's still coming with those double teams, but she's doing a nice job of fighting through them this half.
She was pretty frustrated in that first half, Aishide was, but you can see right now she's got a little more confidence down low right down in the second half.
McCullough going to give it up to Hundling. Hundling thought about the three, top of the key to Obrick. 24 seconds in the shot clock for the Rockets. Obrick hands it off to Hundling. Hundling uses the screen set by Wittrock down to McCullough. McCullough on the elbow will drive in. Her shot can be blocked away by Aishide. Rebound pulled down there by Miners. Wolves running in transition with it. Araya Miners leaves it a little short. Rebound going to be pulled down by the Rockets. 3:38 left here in the third quarter. It's a 54-17 lead for IKM Manning. Mara Obrick with it. Top of the key. Hands it off to Hallie McCullough. Now to Hundling. Hundling will get it back to Obrick. Obrick will take a three coming off the screen. It's going to bank in. The bank is open to Manning tonight, Todd.
Yep, top of the key, three-point shot there, time by Obrick. And like I said, the bank's open. And three more points for the Rockets. Gets them up to 20 for the ball game.
Benton's got it now. She'll dribble right, hands it off to Miners. She'll go by McCullough. Shot off the glass, no good. Aishide, another offensive rebound. Put back, no good, but she'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
You know, off the miss by Miners. Like I said, another offensive rebound for IKM Manning.
They got the clock still running, and they just now stopped it. About 4 seconds went off the clock. 4 extra seconds went off the clock before they stopped it.
You know, not many people notice that. But when the game gets out of hand like this.
Ashide going to miss the first free throw. 54-20. 2:58 left here in the third quarter. And I think for it to stop running clock, it has to get back down to like 20, doesn't it? Or
25,
something like 25?
Yeah.
It's a 34-point lead now for Ikea Manning. Ashide will go 0-for-2 from the line. Wolves, they got to send a girl out. They got six. And it looks like Benton's going to come off the court. Rockets will take over possession. Looks like Jean's backed out of the full court press now. Under three to play here in the third quarter. Gabby Hundling's got the basketball for the Rockets. Landed off to Obrick near the top of the key. She tries to get it to McCullough. Obrick will keep dribbling into the corner. Looking for somewhere to go. Almost travels with it. They throw it ahead to Wittrock. Now back out to Hundling. Three-point shot on the way. It's up left short. Ball will go out of bounds. It will go over to Ike Manning as it went out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. Clock runs under 2:30 to play here in the third. Ike Manning with the basketball. 2:20 now left here in the third quarter. Casey Miners signed in with you tonight. We'll name your Culver's player of the game coming up in your postgame show. Keegan Ashide on the block is going to be fouled again. Gets the basket to go. She was falling backwards, threw it up, and it went in. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Keegan Ashide.
Yeah, so all the shots that did not fall for her in the first half. It's now starting to fall for her. You can see with the Wolves have got the game going in their favor right now. Controlling the ball game, but I shot it down low.
Free throw on the way. It's up no good. Another offensive rebound. That one by Ella Langle. Kicks it out to Miners. Her three is going to be long. Offensive rebound again by Ashide. Goes off the glass. Put back no good. And the Rockets will get it off the third miss. Weaver pushing it the other way. 56-20 in favor of Ike Manning. She'll hand it off to McCullough. Uses the screen now set by Wittrock to Obrick. Obrick will go around the screen. Now, are we going to get an offensive foul or are we going to get a timeout on the floor? I think we got a timeout on the floor. It is 56-20 in favor of Ike Manning, and they lead it by 36. We'll be back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injury. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108. 1066.
In favor of Ikea Manning as we go, or excuse me, we're still in the third quarter. A minute 43 left here in the third. Rockets have the basketball coming out of the timeout. They get it into Noelle Gonzalez. Gonzalez dribbles it towards the free throw line. Back out to Obrick. She'll take the deep three. It's going to be up no good and hit the thing holding up the basket, the cord, so it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Ike Manning basketball. And I think that's one thing Ike Manning's done a pretty good job. They're not letting Obrick get much space,
right,
but she hurt them in the first game.
Yeah, she did hurt them in the first game with almost double-digit scoring. But like I said, doing a nice job on that and not letting her get good looks at the basket like she did the first game.
Bloom will give it up to Stengel. Stengel looking for somewhere to go. He's near the free throw line to Miners. She'll take the three-point shot. It's a little strong. Rebound going to be pulled down by Hundling. Minute 7 left here in the third. Hundling will take it coast-to-coast. Shot blocked away by Keegan Ashide. Picks up her second block here in the quarter. And we're going to get a travel by Langle. She tried to get rid of it, but wasn't able to get rid of it in time and travels with it. So turnover will give it right back to Arweva.
Like I said, with Hundling driving hard to the basket, and Ashide controlling down low with his, like I said, the second block of the night. She did a nice job down low defensively for the Wolves.
Winner tonight's game going to take on winner of Glidden and Peyton Sherdan. Still haven't got a score update from that one. Inbounds pass goes to Obrick. She'll take the long two. Shot going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Bloom. The freshman tracks it down for Ike Manning. Bloom picks up her dribble, and she's going to be knocked from her space. It'll be foul on Blackford. It'll go on the Rockets. And that'll send Blackford, I think it'll send Ike Manning to the line. So clock's got to stop with 19.7 to go here in the third. Bloom to the line. Knocked out a couple big threes, I think, for Ike Manning in that first half.
Yep, she did. A bunch of Ike Manning three-pointers in that first half.
Bloom to the line. Free throw on the way. It's up and good.
I mean, both these teams have good freshman groups.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so you just look
at teams in the area
and
the amount of freshman talent that we have. It's really impressive.
It really is impressive. Like I said, both these teams are going to be battling for the next few years with the freshman groups. Coach Rasmussen's got to be very pleased, and Coach Stokes got to be pleased with his freshman group.
There's a couple of good freshmen in the game that Jeff's got tonight, too, over on Kick 106.7.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Hundling with the basketball. Her three-point shot on the way is up. No good. Offensive rebound in the hands of the Rockets. Gonzalez will go back up with it. Basketball still loose off the miss. And that will end the third quarter. 58-20 is your score. Ike Manning on top. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
To 20 in favor of Ike Manning as we go to the fourth and final quarter for you guys tonight here on 93.7 KQRL. The Glidden Ralston and Paint Shirt end game is a 47-27 now in favor of the Wildcats over there on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman has that broadcast for you. Winners of that game going to take on the winner of this game coming up on a Monday. Obrick has it top of the key for the Rockets. She'll pull up and take the three, comes in and out. Offensive rebound by the Rockets. Hundling with them. We're going to get a jump ball possession arrow. We'll go over to Ike Manning.
Yeah, good. Like I said, pressure that time by Hundlin again to get down on the floor for another loose ball, force and another jump ball. And that's one thing Weaver has been very, very good at tonight is defensively, is getting beaten more than probably the more aggressive team all overall.
Miners top of the key gives it up to Bandow. Bandow on the wing will swing it back out to Stengel. Stengel with only 3 points so far tonight, Todd. As she drives in, picks up her second basket, now up to five.
Right. Like I said, our Weaver's done a nice job defensively on limiting her from getting the drive to the basket, and plus hitting down the three-point shot like she was able to do the first time against these guys.
It's a 40-point lead for Ike Manning at 60-20. Blackford gives it up to Hundling. Hundling swings it in the corner now to Obrick. Obrick on the wing will dribble past the screens. Now on the elbow, tries to throw up the shot. It's going to be no good as Bandow will pull down the rebound. Stangle with it. Wolves going to slow it down a little bit, up by 40 with 6:43 to go here in the fourth. Again, we'll name your Culver's player of the game. They go down low to Aishai. That's coming up in your postgame show. Aishai looking to move some space. Her shot's going to be up false around the rim, and it will be no good. It was halfway down, Todd, and came back out.
Almost fell for Aishai that time.
Obrick coming the other way. We're going to get a foul before the shot, so it'll stick on the floor. Be the first foul on the Wolves here in the quarter. Clock continues to run, 6:14 to go here in the fourth. Running clock on with the Wolves up by 40. Lighting will take a three coming off the inbounds play. Shot's no good. Miners with the rebound. And that's one area Ike Manning has done a really good job so far here in this game, is rebounding the basketball.
Right, and that's what we've been talking about. They limited to our Weaver to maybe one shot, two shots at the most on the offensive end. They did a good job on the defensive glass. While for Ike Manning, they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds again.
Stengel with the rip-through move. Tries to go off the glass, shot no good. Addison Bandow, offensive rebound. They kick it out to Arp. She'll take another three, and she's going to knock it down. Six threes tonight for Carly Arp. Comes in averaging 2 points per game. She's got 20.
I don't know what she had for breakfast this morning, but she's got to keep it up. She's got whatever she has. She's got to keep it going.
I hope she comes up and talks to us in the postgame show because she has been hot tonight from the three-point line. We've got a timeout on the floor, 63-25, 34 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. We're back into
in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, Physician Assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
.63-20 coming out of the timeout. Rockets will have the basketball. 5:24 to go here in the fourth. Obrick going to throw the shot off the backboard. It's no good as a Ketchum is checked into the game. We've got some substitutions on the floor here for Ikea Manning. It looks like Ketchum back into the game. Langle in there. Bloom and Benton as well as number 14. That is for Ikea Manning. That is Mackenzie Bloom. Ketchum kicks it out to Bloom. She'll take the three-point shot. That's Mackenzie with it. Shot no good. Gonzalez will pull down the rebound. Elena Geek into the game as well as Michelle Moore for the Rockets. Obrick swings it out to Hundling. Thought about the three, guarded closely by Langle. We'll get it back to Obrick. Obrick to Hundling again. Clock down to 20 on the shot clock. Hundling will go off the glass. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It will stick with Ikea Manning. It's a last touch by the Rockets, and it'll be Wolves basketball. We take under 4:30 to play here in the fourth. We'll name that Culver's Player of the Game. Coming up in your postgame show, Culver's celebrating over 40 years in business and over 14 of those in the Carroll area. Also talk with both coaches coming up in your postgame show as well. Ike Manning has the basketball. Benton near the free throw line gets it to Bloom. She'll take the long two. Shot no good. Benton tries to tip it out. It's going to go in the hands of Langle. Wolves will keep possession. The shot clock resets to 35. They go down low to Ketchum. Shot high off the glass. No good. Obrick there for the rebound for Arweva. We're going to get, I believe, a foul on Benton. Benton might have just hit. She was walking down the court. She was straight up the whole time. It might have leaned her hips into it a little bit.
Yeah, as Obrick was trying to dribble the ball down the court, just bodying her a little bit too much by the...
You see a lot of kids not like the call because they're straight up, but it's where are you leaning back or are you really straight up, and that's where the call comes with the lower body foul. Yes.
Good call by the officials that time.
63-20 in favor of Ike Manning. Rockets have the basketball off the foul call. Second foul on the Wolves here in the quarter. 3:21 left here in the quarter as Obrick has it near the top of the key. Obrick gets it to Geek. Geek to Moore. Excuse me, that was Schrod with it. Schrod has the basketball. They're both, Schrod and Moore both have the same color of hair, so it's hard to tell them apart. Bloom, top of the key with it. That's Annabelle. They give it up to Mackenzie Bloom. Now to Ketchum near the free throw line. Backdoor pass to Benton, but it's going to be too high. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Arweva basketball. Checking in for the first time tonight for the Rockets. It's number 13, Claire Geek. Obrick will take a seat. Really good freshman for the Rockets. Gives them a nice piece to build around going into next season.
By far. And also, Ike Manning got a couple of the new substitutions in for them as well. Kendra Arp, number 34. And Olivia Gravy, number 50 for the Wolves.
Annabelle Bloom comes away with the steal. She gives it ahead to Ketchum. Now back to Bloom. Bloom picks up her dribble, guarded by Gonzalez, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Noelle. And with the score the way it's at, Ike Manning likely going to come out with a win tonight, Todd.
Right.
But Arweva not picking up. They're still guarding them as close as they can be and not getting away. Like, not giving up in this game is what I'm trying to say.
All right, exactly. And listen, offensively, just struggled in the offensive end of the court. You know, being limited to the one only two shots at the most. Defensively, give Arweva credit. They played very well. And managed to pick up defensive intensity in the second half and really took the game under control.
We go under two to play here in the fourth. Ike Manning's got the basketball.
They get it to Grieving. Her shot's going to be blocked away. Ketchum tries to save it. She inbounds it to Arp. Top of the key to Bloom. She'll take a three. It's on the way. It's up and good.
Why wouldn't it fall?
Double-double digits off the bench tonight for the freshman.
Why wouldn't it fall for Bloom and the Wolves? 3 points is raining tonight for the Wolves.
66-20 in favor of IKM Manning. Geek's got the basketball. That's Claire with it. They get it to Elena in the corner. It's going to go out of bounds as Ketchum tried to steal it away. So it'll stick with the Rockets. Clock continues to run. 1:18 left here in the fourth. Again, that Culver's player of the game coming up in your postgame show. Geek's got it. She'll dribble right towards the top of the key. Now picks up her dribble. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Mackenzie Bloom. Rockets will keep the basketball. Shot clock resets to 35.
Just a 13 foul on the IK Manning in this quarter. Clock out. We're under a minute.
Geek will inbound, gets it in to Claire Geek. Basketball loose on the floor as Geek had it poked away, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Arweva. Fawn continuing to run, 45 seconds left here in the fourth. Get an update on that Glidden Ralston PC game. I think we got might have some blood. Ketchum going to take a seat, holding her nose. We're going to get a quick substitution for her as Ella Langa will check into the game. Clock stops momentarily for the substitution. 37.1 left here in the fourth. Rockets inbound the basketball. Inbounds pass tries to go to Michelle Moore. Basketball loose on the floor. Geek able to get it out. Claire Geek thought about the shot, and we're going to get a push foul on the Wolves. Rockets will inbound again. Shot clock off, so they can take the last shot if they want it.
Foul on Mackenzie Bloom that time for the Wolves.
Her second off the bench tonight. Arweva inbounds it. They get it to Schrod. Schrod on the elbow. Gives it up to Geek. Geek now to Lighting near the free throw line. 6 seconds now left. Now five. Geek's got the basketball. Get it to four. Michelle Moore with it. Basketball loose. Michelle will take the shot at the buzzer. It's going to be up. No good. It'll be a 66-20 win for the IKM Manning Wolves. They'll advance to Class 1A Region 1. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors postgame show on the way here on 83.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience. Quality satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Win tonight for IKEA Manning as they advance in Class 1A Region 1. Likely going to take on Glidden Ralston coming up on Monday night. And Todd, a really good win tonight for IKEA Manning.
Yeah, like you said, it's postseason time. It's time to really kick it up a little bit. And here we thought that IKEA Manning was going to get a lot of the points on transition baskets and steals, but they were able to knock down a lot of three-pointers
they
tonight.
Did.
They hit, I don't know how many they hit, but they were hot from the outside. And in the second half, they were able to go down low. And get some plays from the post players tonight. So it's all two halves for them. So outside from the first half and inside in the second half, and a big win for the Wolves.
11 threes tonight for IKEA Manning. They had
threes.
Eight in the first half, three in the second half. You saw the defense offensive philosophies change in the second half. Worked the basketball down low for IKEA Manning in the second half. Got a lot of paint points. Not hit as many threes, and I think that really worked for him in the second half.
Oh, I think you definitely saw that at halftime with Coach Rasmussen making the adjustment. You know, you can see Aishai was frustrated in the first half. Everything that did not, she was double team and triple team in the first half, and nothing would fell for her down low. But like I said, in the second half, they were able to maybe spread the ball a little bit more, get inside out, and then Aishai was able to have a big second half for the Wolves, and that really opened the game up for them. And like I said, you know, they continued with the outside shooting in the second half, big fight said, nice win for them.
Arweva, their season comes to an end. They finished the year 0-22. We'll run through the scoring real quick tonight. Gabby Humling had 9, 5 from Mara Obrick, 6 from Annalie Wittrock, and then 2 from Hallie McCullough. One senior on this team, Noelle Gonzalez. All 5 starters coming back for Arweva next year. That's got to be really good for Coach Stolk.
And Coach Stolk's got to be pleased with that. And that's the thing for them girls is they're going to have to want to get better off season, you know, they got to put some work into the off season and when they can be better. Because if those girls stick together, they can have a successful season next year. But they got to want to get better, got to be committed to the sport, and that's what it's going to take.
IKEA Manning on the flip side moves to 10 and 12. They will advance to Class 1A Region 1. Likely going to take on Glidden Ralston. Don't have a final in that score yet, but Glidden was up by 20, 47-27 going into the fourth quarter in that one. That'll be back here in Manning coming up on Monday night. Running through the scoring for the Wolves, 10 tonight for Anna Stengel. We had 4 from Addison Bandow. Carly Arp with 20. Keegan Aishad with 14. 8 from Mariah Miners. 2 from Cadence Ketchum. And then 11 from Annabelle Bloom off the bench tonight. Todd will name our Culver's player of the game tonight. Carly Arp, terrific night tonight for the IKEA Manning Wolves.
Yeah, like I said, we had talked about it. We don't know what she asked for breakfast this morning, but you said she's coming in averaging 2 points, a little over 2 points in the ball game, and she hits for 20.
4 threes in the first half, had 14 in the first half, and then 6 in the second half.
So 20 points for her for coming in averaging 2. Fantastic ball game. I mean, she got a good looks all night from the wing from 3-point shot. Was able to knock it down and really, really got the offense going for IKEA Manning and a fantastic night for the Wolves outside attack tonight. Great game for her.
I think it was her in the first half that really kept them, not that kept them in the game, but got the offense going. Nobody else really seemed to want it.
Right.
I don't know if they were knocking down shots, but she was the girl that got the offense going in that first half. That's a big reason why IKEA Manning had the big lead they did.
Well, like I said, when you at the post of the time, we did a nice job of taking away Aishai in the first half, did a nice job of taking away Bandle down low. And they wanted to make IKEA Manning beat it from the outside. I don't think they thought they were going to shoot like they did tonight, because IKEA Manning usually is not that good of a three-point shooter team like that they did tonight. And so that's what happens in postseason play. You have when Aishai and Bano are taken away, and Stengel is taken away point-wise, you got to have other girls step up. And tonight it was Arp and Miners and some other girls step up. A balanced attack for IKEA Manning. You got four, five, six girls.
4 girls in double figures tonight for IKEA Manning.
So
a really balanced attack. I think when we talk to Gene here in the postgame show, that he's really going to like how they scored the basketball well tonight.
Right.
I think that he's not going to like with how physical they played. They didn't play as physical, I think, as he wanted them to.
I think that he's probably going to be the most frustrated with that. We were playing about probably a more physical ball game than they did, and I came in and going to run into more physical teams as they get closer, you know, towards the in the postseason run. So I think that's one area he's going to work on. Be stronger with the ball when you grab a rebound. Be stronger with the ball when you go up for shots. Because in the first half, Aisha went up, and she just didn't look as confident. She wasn't as strong with the basketball as she was in the second half. And I think that's one of the areas. But he's not going to be frustrated with the victory. And then when you get to postseason time, all you want to do is win by one and move on.
Yeah, we'll talk with both coaches coming up in your postgame show. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with the coaches when we come back here at 93.7 KKR.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hawley Insurance and Vale is a proud supporter of the Arweba Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vale, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
IK Manning picks up a win tonight in Class 1A Region 1. We're joined with Wolves head coach Gene Rasmussen here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. And Gene, congratulations on the big win tonight. Overall thoughts on how you felt the girls played?
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. It started out maybe a little bit slower than I would have liked, but I think we finished strong, especially in that second quarter. I think we held them 2 points in that second quarter, and I thought we finished strong throughout the rest of the game.
Talk about that slow start. We thought that Arweba might have played a little more physical than what you expected coming into tonight. Kind of seemed like they out-physical to you in that first half. What was the adjustment you made to that going into the second half?
Yeah, we just needed to match that intensity level and play as hard as we could. And I thought we did that there in the second quarter. So
yeah. You got Carly Arp, I don't know what to say. She comes in averaging 2 points per game, finishes, I think, with 6 threes tonight, had 20 points we had her for. What did you see from her?
Yeah, she did a nice job, and the girls were able to find her. She was open on the three-point line there, and they were able to get her the ball, and she was able to knock them down. So really proud of her for being able to do that.
I think that you guys kind of came out in the second half and looked to get the basketball down low more. Was that kind of a key that you talked about the girls with halftime?
Yeah, they were double-teaming Keegan on that one side, so we had to try and make some adjustment where we could get her open. And then Addie really stepped up in that third quarter and was able to finish on that side too. So it was, I thought it was a great team effort by our group.
Anna seemed to have not her typical scoring night she had tonight for you guys. How did you make adjustments with how they were defending her? And talk about the girls that stepped up.
Yeah, they had a girl playing her one-on-one, and she was sick yesterday, so she was coming back from that. So I thought she handled it pretty well for playing as many minutes as she did. And, she was able to distribute the ball, and she does a good job of that.
You guys, as you mentioned, have been sick the last couple of weeks. You get the win here in round one. Going to be back at home coming up on a Monday. It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, we're really excited to get another game and see what we can do with that next one.
You guys going to likely take on Glidden. What do you know about them coming into the game?
Not a lot yet. We haven't seen them throughout this year, so we'll have to go and watch tape and see what they do.
Gene, good luck coming up
Thanks.
On Monday. Congratulations on the big win tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank
that
you.
That was Gene Rasmussen with the IK Manning Wolves. We got head coach Austin Stolk going to grab the headset as he's on his way up here. Again, IK Manning picks up a 60-22 win tonight. We'll get Coach Stolk on the headset real quick. Coach, I thought the first half was really good for you guys tonight. It seems like the girls came out were the more physical team. Is that something you noticed out on the court tonight, too?
Yeah. You know, there's one word we've preached that we needed to improve on the entire season, and it's been tenacity. And we have slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And we came out with tenacity and played a defense that we've never played other than the last 2 days of practice. Kind of did a triangle and two look. The girls did an excellent job of executing what we were after. But then you got to give IK Manning credit in the second quarter. They had some girls start to knock down some shots. And, you know, it kind of forced us to get out of that defense. But, you know, at that point it was maybe a little bit too late with the way our offense was going. The tough thing is we were getting a lot of open looks. We were breaking the press in the first quarter. We just couldn't get the ball to fall in the hole.
You guys fall tonight in the postseason. Talk about this team a little bit and the growth that you've seen so far from this year. Early season, struggled to score the basketball. Defense was really good for you. You've seen some freshmen grow for you this year. Gabby Hundling stepped up as a leader. What did you see from the girls throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, so many little intangibles that we have improved on. I could make a full list of them. You know, it's part of my job is to get the girls to compete and win games, and I maybe more so failed on that part. But the other part is getting the girls to have more self-confidence, you know, improve on wanting to shoot the ball, wanting to box out every single play and, you know, play with good character, play with good effort. And I hope I was able to do that for some of the girls because they came so far in a lot of those categories. And we, like you said, we got a young team. We got a lot of freshmen. We got some juniors that took some great chances for us this year, played hard. We had good leadership. Hallie McCullough and Gabby Hundling, a couple of our captains, did an extremely good job of leading not only on the court but in practice as well. And when the ship went south, we did a good job of kind of keeping it afloat at times in games. And, you know, I thought the girls played hard for four quarters tonight.
You talk about that experience. You bring back all five starters back. You're going to lose Noelle Gonzalez, though. She's played an important piece to this team the last couple of years. Talk about her a little bit.
Yeah, great guard for us off the bench. Bring great intensity, great effort. She's got a good shot for us. You know, we're definitely going to need a couple younger classmen to step up and be in that extra guard for us, especially when you get in foul trouble. Noelle does a great job of bringing energy for us.
Awesome. You guys end up falling tonight to 66-20 here to IK Manning. Overall thoughts on how you felt the season went trying to grow this team as the year went on?
Yeah, you know, I think our girls truly cared about every single game. And it's tough at times to say that about 14 to 18-year-old kids. But our girls cared. They competed. They came every day to practice with a good attitude. They wanted to work hard. And like I said, there's so many of those little intangibles or even the little tangible things of having more self-confidence, you know, eyes up when we're dribbling, having confidence to use both hands, break the press, and being, you know, things like being attentive in the film room have come so far. You do things like tonight, what you did in the first quarter, that's our girls listening, being attentive the last 2 days of practice and executing a game plan.
Going 0-22 on the year, the girls could have checked out. What was the message in the locker room after tonight's game?
Every game's a new opportunity. It's kind of been the mojo of the season, and that was the message tonight. You know, there's so many times, where we could have keeled over. We could have had freshmen that say, hey, you know, I've made a lot of freshman mistakes in the first half of the season, but, you know, they didn't do that. They continued to work hard in every aspect, and, you know, it's a lot of fundamental stuff at the beginning of the season, but like I said, you know, when you get into game-specific stuff, that's where you kind of take a next step of playing varsity basketball, and our girls really did a good job of paying attention. In the film room in practice, you know, they listen to me and Coach Stoke. They don't throw an attitude. They want to get better, and you know that's stuff that's going to carry on much further than 4 years of high school basketball.
Austin, I want to thank you for joining us in the post game show. Good luck coming up next year.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
That was Rockets head coach Austin Stoke here in your Mackey Motors post game show. We'll get Todd Danner back on the headset real quick as we wrap up coverage for you tonight here on 93.7 KKRL. And Todd will. Let's get the headset back on here real fast. Struggling with it a little bit, but Todd's able to get it on.
Right.
Final thoughts tonight for you, Todd, as we wrap up this game tonight on KKRL.
Well, like we said, you know, it's a postseason time. You know, every team's 0-0. You know, every team's got a chance to, you know, to make that run of the state tournament and give IK Manning a lot of credit tonight. You know, they sell two halves for them. They knocked a lot of down outside shots for them in the first half. Second half, they got the right inside game going, and you know, so now they advance. And that's at this time of the year, that's all you want to do is win in advance. You know, IK Manning's got a lot of young kids, but at the same time, our Weaver's got a lot of young kids. It's been a long, frustrating season for our Weaver. But you know what, Coach Stoke said, his girls have learned a lot. this year. And the thing is, that for them to get better, they're going to have to work in the off season to get better. And like you said, the girls came to practice every day, worked hard, and went to the film room, watched them, you know, listened to them. And, you know, and like I said, they're young, and they're only going to get better.
Again, Ike Manny comes away with a 66-20 victory tonight here in Class 1A, Region 1. That'll end tonight's coverage on 93.7 KKRL. I want to say thank you for tuning in.